We have more now on how hate crimes are on the rise here in the Northwest. There was a shooting of a Sikh man in Kent. Last week, there was a bomb threat at a Jewish community center on Mercer Island. And before that, there was vandalism at a Redmond mosque. James Gregory teaches history at the University of Washington. He told KUOW's Kim Malcolm that when it comes to hate crimes, the Northwest has been here before.
Throughout American history, minorities and immigrants have periodically been attacked, often with great violence. African Americans throughout the period before the end of slavery and then a century afterwards, attacked by white supremacists, the Ku Klux Klan. And some of that happened in Washington State in the Northwest. Asian immigrants, starting with the Chinese, were often victims of violence in our region. In the 1880s, virtually all the Chinese were driven out of Washington State. Whole communities of in Tacoma and Seattle were obliterated. People were murdered, beaten. Filipinos suffered the same kind of violence in the 1930s. Japanese Americans prior to and during and even after World War II, often as they sought to return home from the internment camps, they were greeted with violence, driven out.
In more recent times, have you seen this kind of activity?
Something similar happened immediately after the September 11th, 2001 attacks. Across the country, hundreds and hundreds of Muslims, Middle Easterners, Arabs were attacked. In the year after the September 11 attacks, there were at least a dozen, probably two dozen, identified attacks against Muslims, people perceived to be Arabs. Some of them quite violent, so people were beaten. There was at least one stabbing. Cars were burned. A home was bombed. And sadly, some of the victims were members of the Sikh faith, as was the man who was attacked in Kent the other day.
Over time, we've put in place a series of laws that are designed to protect people's civil rights. How steady would you describe our progress in this area?
I think the attention to hate crimes has helped lessen the numbers, and occasionally the prosecution of hate crimes may have a deterrent effect, but they continue, and we see them yearly. And now we're seeing a big explosion of this kind of violence. And I think the political underpinnings of what we're seeing now is different and maybe a lot scarier than what we've than anything that's happened since World War II.
Why would you say it's scarier?
Since World War II, government officials and political parties have condemned hate crimes and has passed legislation, and there hasn't been any official support and, in fact, official condemnation for this. But this last election, with the passionate xenophobia that was expressed in that election, has sort of unleashed the furies, and now we have a different climate and more of a green light that seems to come out of the election and the policies of the current administration. And we haven't had that since Japanese internment 80 years ago.
James Gregory is a history professor at the University of Washington. President Trump denounced recent hate crimes in his speech to Congress last week. An FBI spokesperson in Seattle said the agency and the Department of Justice's Civil Rights Division have opened a civil rights investigation into the Kent shooting.